Action Park Media. From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Shenanigans. For those of you watching via Patreon, thank you so much. You can see me and Summer Moon in matching tie-dye outfits. And for those of you not watching, why aren't ya? Today is another podcast from home with me and Brock. Jamie will be back to our regular schedule podcasting next week. She's been gallivanting all over Florida, got sick, is on antibiotics, and couldn't do a drinking and podcasting until she's done with those antibiotics. So
she's been living her best life.
And she has been.
To be honest, honey, this works out for us because it's in the comfort of our home. You have to get out of here in 40 minutes anyway. So this is easy.
I know. We're busy. We're working a lot right now. It's been crazy, but it's been good. But yeah, it's crazy that I haven't seen Jamie in over a month. It's been at least like 5-6 weeks.
Patreon fans and everyone on the podcast, you guys are about to hear hopefully some good stories. I'm happy for Jamie. She seems legitimately happy, even though she can carry her boyfriend around the place.
Oh my God. I don't know if you guys saw that, but she literally had her boyfriend like on her back at Epcot.
It's a good one. We miss you, Jamie, but we'll be coming in here. We're going to be taking this from home, from the new home studio.
Yes.
And coming at you guys. Obviously, a lot has happened this last month. I think last time we spoke, we just got her home. Is that correct?
It was 2.5 weeks ago. So, I mean, we moved in, went to the hospital, spent 5 extra days there, came home. 4 days later, we're filming.
Oh.
And I mean, it's just been a lot. Like, talk about just jumping right back in. I mean, we've had no time off. It's been nuts.
It's been hectic. Let's paint that picture very clearly.
Okay.
So we were meant to be living up here in LA when? January?
It was like February, I think. February, originally we were supposed to move in.
Delayed move-in date, right?
And then that got changed to March.
And then that got changed to?
April.
And then that got changed to?
April 15th. And it was like not the 1st of April. Then it was April 15th. And I'm like, cool, but I'm due April 24th. And that's not changing. If anything, it's going to be sooner.
Yeah.
So we really need to move in. So finally, we were able to get in April 15th. We were like the first people to move into this building. The building's not even done yet. Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
So we moved in April 15th. And then when the baby came, 26th?
Yeah. So, I mean, but then we were still going back and forth between San Diego. Yeah.
Because we officially moved everything in. 3 days later, we had to go get induced.
Yeah.
Because so we moved the 15th and it took us like 2 trips.
Yeah, but then we were still back and forth up until like the 20th.
3 days later.
Or something.
We go to hospital. Baby comes out.
Yeah.
Well, baby comes out. Mom stays in hospital. That was a big kick in the guts because we thought we'd have a week at home.
Yeah.
A week at home to figure this mom thing out before you start working again with your plus one who has a lot of work to do. But then that rolled into an amazing yet very long trip to Palm Springs.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun. You know, we got to go and thankfully stay in my house. And as you guys saw on social media, James and Raquel got engaged. We'll pop up a little photo of that here.
Fireworks.
Oh, it was epic. We had so that was the festival themed party. We had a runway, or what was that even called? Like
it
high
was
fashion
called,
off the runway.
Let me take this because if I was a primary, I would have won this category, but I feel like I got judged harshly, but it was Project Runway themed party.
Okay.
And first off, fashion is not really my thing, clearly, with my double prints. And then, you know, I've like high end. There's nothing high end about this guy. Like I can probably still shop at Ross and be very happy with that.
Hey, I love Ross. I love Target. I love Walmart. Like nothing against those
so
places.
When,
that's
when
our
theme,
style.
When the thing was this, I really enjoy themes. And so I told Sheena I had a vision. Don't know where this vision came from, but I decided to sew some pants.
Yeah.
And we sewed the pants.
Yes.
And that's what you will see in the future of me rocking these MC Hammer slash, you know, samurai pants.
And you'll actually see a little clip of Brock sewing the pants on my vlog next week. That is my birthday and Mother's Day vlog. I got a little clip of him there, but you'll have to stay tuned, like, however long it takes till it airs to see the actual party. But so we had that. A lot of questions came in asking what's been the most challenging part of like postpartum for me, or like the hardest thing. And the vain part of me just wants to say like how I look, but it's not how I look, because I think I look good for just having a baby a month ago.
I feel good.
But I don't have any cute clothes that fit me. So having all of these amazing themes with a closet full of clothes that used to fit me for these themes.
Majority of them are crop top hoodies, crop tops, and space boots.
Yeah, I do have space boots. The space boots still fit me.
Look, honey, but can I be honest? I honestly don't think that, I mean, there is that that postpartum for you of like, my clothes don't fit.
But it's frustrating, but you know though, what it is.
It's the words you communicate with yourselves. And I know
I haven't said bad words about myself.
No, but you do, because you don't like the clothes because
they don't fit.
Okay.
That's not a
bad word, okay.
I don't say I'm fat, I don't say I'm ugly. I don't say any of those things. I just say I am frustrated that none of my clothes fit.
Perfect.
And I live in sweats every day.
Okay, I retract my statement.
Yes, I've been very careful about that because I just had a baby. And I've been good about that.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Was it Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtney, an amazing trainer. She came in for postnatal. And so she came in and actually did
a pelvic floor workout.
How did you feel?
It felt great. We need to keep doing those workouts because that's all I'm cleared to do right now. For the next 2 weeks, I'm not allowed to do anything other than walking and pelvic floor work. And she also checked me for diastasis recti, which I didn't know what that was. I didn't even know how to pronounce it. I was like, I don't know, diastasis, whatever. I think it's diastasis recti. And that's like a separation of the abdominal wall. And so I was just thinking like, oh, I'm probably fine. But no, I have it. It was like 2 fingers above my belly button and 2 fingers worth below my belly button. So she did say that it'll be harder to get that tight stomach back, but not completely impossible. It's just going to take some more work.
So yes, you ladies need to understand out there that what you guys have done, okay, yourself, Brittany, like, it's so annoying that you guys think these thoughts come to your house. You guys are wonder women. You created human beings.
We know that, but it doesn't take away from the fact that our clothes don't fit, and it's frustrating.
Especially filming, honey. If somebody says, because let's be honest, honey, you're not alone in this. This is not a new experience
for any woman. I can bond with Britt and Stassi.
You guys can really
this.
Get on it. We won't go there, but you look great.
Thank you.
And I honestly feel like dealing with, everyone here is going through this with you.
It's very relatable.
Very relatable.
A lot of you women can relate to me with this, but I mean, it's not just like I get to be home with baby and I'm complaining that I'm wearing sweats every day. No, I'm having to film right after having a baby every day. So that's where it's
just different. And this is where, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Here's hoping that your audience understands that you shouldn't look like a supermodel after a fucking baby.
Yeah, because a couple of my friends do.
Here's hoping.
If you guys have seen how amazing Christine Quinn looks 3 days after having a baby, she's like on Daily Pop, and I'm like, damn, girl, she looks good. But that's not normal.
Listen, it's not normal. What is normal? You know, we don't know.
I think this is normal.
I agree. I think you're actually on the easy side of normal. A lot of ladies, like a lot of women, really struggle postpartum.
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 He always says postmortem. I'm like, what is that, past death?
But like, I think even on your side, but you also had the HELP syndrome. We got through that together. Like,
yeah, it was challenging.
You know what's really fun for me? Not fun, really a good one I explain to people is situational awareness.
Okay.
People need to really take into account that you cannot judge your situation based on somebody else's situation, based on your situation. And when people are like, well, you just don't know. You're like, damn fucking right I don't know, because you have dealt with your issues for 30 years or 35 years in some middle-aged cases.
I'm 36 now, whatever.
Okay, well, I love you still.
I love you too.
So if I can tell anybody.
I do miss my crop tops.
You'll get back in there, I promise you. Guys, stasis, what's it called?
Diastasis.
Diastasis, what it is, it's actually not a muscle. at all. It's the fascia that keeps it together that's actually separated. So by you doing core movements straight after birth isn't actually helping that resettle in. It's actually causing it to pull apart more because the muscles themselves are contracting, opening it up. So you are doing the most you can with your baby, with your body, and that's taking it slow, letting it naturally come in, adding those little bit of pelvic floor movements, and we got this.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Back to scheduling, because we got a few questions about scheduling.
All right, before we get to those questions, we're going to take a little break. All right, honey, what do you got for me?
All right, so we're going to go talk a little bit. A lot of people have asked us about scheduling, and we just touched base on it, how hectic it's been. Being at home, we've got a few things, okay, with scheduling. A, how's the cats doing with baby Summer?
Yeah, so I had actually reached out to a girlfriend of mine who has 5 cats and a dog and just had a baby, and I was, like, so nervous. She had her baby, like, a week and a half before me, and I was like, how are the cats doing? And she was like, honestly, they just ignore him. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel good. Because you have 5 cats and a dog and I have 2. But I was still, I was nervous up until speaking to her because I hadn't really talked to anyone else who had cats and a brand new baby. So we come home. You can see this on my vlog, Home with Summer. And I mean, the cats kind of come up to the car seat for a sec and they're just like, okay, whatever. But a month later, we're now at the point where she sleeps in her bedside bassinet, but Salem is back in the bed snuggling us. Penny has pretty much just ignored her the entire time she's been home. She hasn't really been too bothered by her.
Which has been good. Salem was bothered by her. Like, but Salem was keeping his distance.
Yeah.
She's like, that's a creepy little alien. I'm out. And like, every now and then Salem will come up and say hello to us, didn't realize that Summer's in our arms, and then she'll be like, eh, and he'll...
Yeah.
He's like, what was that? I'm out.
Yeah, he was sleeping in the room that we're filming in right now, in like our office room on our day bed every night. And when my mom or sister stay here, he'd sleep with them, which is nice. But I'm like, I miss those Salem snuggles because, you know, like, she can't sleep in our bed. We have Penny in the bed, but I liked our bed with our cats.
So we're
getting back to that.
We're becoming a home again. We came from San Diego. We moved back up here. We had a baby. We started working. How?
Right away.
What was some pros for this month going after from the last 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks? Because every 2 weeks you get a new baby. I don't know if you heard this, right?
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Every 2 weeks your baby learns a new skill set and has an attitude adjustment. We're very, very fortunate, touch wood, that she just learned how to be more of an angel.
Yes.
Highest high of being a mother now, honey.
I mean, just staring at her every day, being like, I created this. If I get too into it, then I'll just start crying again. And I actually put makeup on today because...
Well, you got to go to work after this. Okay, if the highest is just looking at her and reminding
her. I mean, just being her mom is the high, you know, like being able, like, see, why you got to ask me these questions?
Because we love to know.
I know, but I mean, we're very fortunate that we do get as much time with her as we do. So that's the high, is just being able to spend as much time with her and having my mom be able to help. I know a lot of people asked if we have a nanny. We don't have a nanny. We have a nana. So put that together. We have a nanny. But I mean, she's been helping so much because, you know, like, him and I both have to film or have just something going on. It's been amazing.
Situational awareness of our situation. We're very lucky. Very blessed. And hopefully, you know, my mom gets over here soon. We'll work on that. But we understand our situations. We understand that. So there's that involved there too. So, honey, you're doing great. I'm glad you are. My high.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask me.
What's your high of being home this past month with Summer?
I mean, my highs are like, same. When you look at her, you just, nothing really matters.
We're like, how did we do this?
It just reminds you of like the bigger picture. And for me, that's my high. So like, my high is like really striving outside of this just to make sure I can take care of her, you, and the family. You know, my kids back home, my family, my mom. That's my high right now. It's just a reminder of the work that we have in front of us. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then my low is just probably not having my family here.
For sure.
That's a big low. And you know what? I got on a call with my sister last night. I nearly ripped her head off because she was reminding me of some stuff back home. And like,
he was like, click, hang up. She calls right back.
I answer.
We have,
for me, family love, my mom and my sister, that's like the strongest bond I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then my partner love for you has just gone through the roof after watching you.
Aww.
You struggle. It's not easy. And you go through the struggles. You crush it.
Yeah.
Okay, honey, you handle it very, very well. sometimes, and other times you just need a little reminder. And I don't want to ever be, I'm not always hard on her, okay, guys? I really aren't. She's such a great person, and I just remind her of some little ones just to keep her head clear.
You are hard on me, but it's because you know that I can be a better version of myself at those times. And that's what's frustrating, because I know you're right, and I hate when you're right, and you do challenge me, and I've never had that until dating you. So it's still 2 years later is an adjustment, because I know you're right. And it's just frustrating because I always just want to be the best.
I want the best for everybody.
I'm not always.
But you are. And by saying you're not, again, that's all. Guys, I don't know why I take a guru route in life, but, you know, I've had a life and I lived a lot, and I really take pride in, like, going forward and learning from our mistakes. So.
Yeah.
All right, honey, what do we got here? Sleeping, feeding for summer.
So the other night, back it up first, because I could see people being like, you shouldn't let a newborn sleep that long. So we had telemed appointment with her pediatrician. Shout out to Dr. Guy Efron.
Hey.
Amazing.
The man.
I also love that all of our friends in our group, we all have the same pediatrician.
Yeah.
Like, wait, you have Dr. Efron? We have Dr. Efron.
He reminds you that just relax.
Yeah. So he told us that she's put on a good amount of weight, and that if she is sleeping throughout the night, like, I mean, we're not talking 8 hours. She's 4 weeks old.
We're stretching to five.
If it's like a 4 or 5 hour stretch, he said, let her sleep. Enjoy those hours. Get some sleep. So we had our first stretch of that 2 nights ago.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Where I didn't have my alarm set to wake her up to feed her. And it was amazing.
Oh, well, it was until someone wakes up screaming at me, be like, feed your child. I was like, she's fine.
Well, but because
you were on point, Mom. She woke up about what? I was like, fine. I got up, put the milk in there. Your pumped milk, I put it in. And then by the time it was ready to rock and roll, guess who was waking up for a feed? So Mom was good. We fed her then. So she went down at like 9:30.
Yeah.
We fed her at about 2:30, 3.
Yeah, it was like 5 hours.
Yeah, 2:33. And then she slept again till I think it was like 7.
Yeah, it was great.
And then she went back into her routine.
We've been trading off on the, like, that middle of the night feed that's usually between 2 and 4 a.m. Sometimes we have a bottle that I've pumped. Sometimes I just wake up and feed her. So we kind of trade off. Like, last night was my night to wake up and feed her. And then she didn't want to go back to sleep. So I just sat in the nursery and rocked her for a bit. Finally, she went back to sleep. And then 3 hours later, she was up again hungry. So then that was like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I fed her again. And then we got to sleep until 11 a.m., which I hate sleeping in. But when you're up half the night with a baby, I didn't feel guilty sleeping in. I'm like, I don't have to work till later, so it's okay.
You know what's not okay is when I decide to be like more accountable on my sleep and my recovery and what I eat, and I get the Whoop. Now, everyone that follows, a Whoop is like it's like an Apple Watch.
Like
band.
A Fitbit kind of.
It's like a Fitbit. It doesn't tell the time at all, but what it really does, it breaks down your heart rate, your rhythms, all of that. It gives you a kind of like your recovery. So your strain, how elevated your heart rate gets throughout the day. Then it will calculate a strain for you, how much pressure, how much workload you put on your body. Then it covers your sleep patterns, how well you sleep, how deep you go to your sleep, and then that will calculate your recovery.
And of course, the night that you get sleep, you forgot to put it back on.
Firstly, I forget to put it on when I have a really good sleep. But then last night, I wake up, my recovery is at 7%. And then you can click on here, and this is a real reality check, just a reminder of like, oh yeah, that's never going to happen. Sleep. Recommended sleep. 10 hours and 28 minutes.
That's never going to happen.
Hours slept. 4 hours and 34 minutes.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Okay, 4 hours and 47 minutes.
I'm good on 4 or 5 hours sleep.
4 hours and 34 minutes. That was 33 hours and 52 minutes of light sleep.
What?
Of light. Like I was
33 hours?
3 hours of the 4 hours. So three and a half of those hours.
They weren't like your
so
REM
for 40
stage.
Minutes, I had 22 minutes of REM and then 20 minutes of lying awake. And then the rest of it was light sleep.
That's so crazy how it can like tell that.
Because your heart rate, it goes off your body. Your body talks to you and it sends off these signals. Guys, if you want one, click on the link. I'll put it in here. I get a free 30 days a month if you use my code. But it's the same for you. If you refer
Brock
your friend,
influencing.
You can go ahead and get a free bed. It's $30 a month. There's nothing out there that can tell you. This is the thing for people that aren't parrots, new parrots, that want to practice recovery because, fuck me, 10 hours just doesn't look legit enough.
Yes, very true. Also, it has this cool thing where you can like scan the barcode of like foods you've eaten.
That's a different app. That's just an app.
Oh, I thought that was your Whoop.
No, because I was on the Whoop. I wanted to, it tells you, so the Whoop tells you your daily, because of your strain, it tells you how many calories you burn.
Gotcha.
So now you understand what your metabolic rate. A big one for people that want to lose weight or that go onto these fitness journeys is you got to understand the basics. If I have a car and I run it all the way down to empty every day, and I refill it with fuel, it's a good cycle. Cleans out all the gas in your tank, you refill it, you're good. Mm-hmm. If you have a car and you don't put enough gas in it and you run it on empty, then you go to your reserves, all that shit will just fuck your car up. And then what your body actually does is next time it gets fuel, it goes, well, we don't know when we're gonna use all this fuel, I'm gonna put it to the side. And that's when you start storing weight, even though you're not eating that much. It's because you starve your body of the nutrients it needs, so that turns around and bites you in the ass. So if you really, I'm not a nutritionalist,
yeah. Okay?
But the basic fundamentals is this, understand what you eat in a day and find out what you need to eat to operate, okay? What? How many calories you need a day? Mine's high. Mine's like 2,800 to 3,000 calories. And that's me losing 10 pounds.
Wow.
My goal is to lose 10 pounds to go to 250, but uh-huh. I have to eat 3,000 calories to do that.
So you have to eat more to lose weight?
Because my body needs 3,000 calories. I've already burnt 2,000 calories today.
Doing what?
Walking around with 250, 260.
That's crazy.
Walking around, honey.
That's crazy.
Playing dad, the strain. It actually asked for an activity. And I just put other, was yesterday when we were filming and I was cooking, my elevated heart rate kept going up. And it was like, what exercise is this? I was like, it's nothing. It's just trying to cook and film. It's just a lot of pressure. So
we did a new cooking vlog that'll be out in a couple weeks where Brock the baker makes a pie, which we've done in the vlogs a couple times, but it's never been fully dedicated to just like the pie.
And it was probably my worst pie ever. I think.
Really?
Yeah, because I had thick crust on it. I mounted the butter, so it became very hard. It wasn't kind of airy. So very disappointed in myself, but it still tastes bloody good.
Yeah, it still tasted bomb.
Yeah, it's just a biased opinion.
Yeah, okay.
All right, honey. What else we got in here? We're going to go.
Living in LA, people had asked, how is the noise compared to the foot traffic in San Diego? And I mean, We're on the Sunset Strip. It is very loud, but I've heard that it's great for a newborn to be in a loud environment because she's not going to be startled by every little noise. Like in San Diego, the loudest thing we have is Saturday, Sunday mornings hearing the beach volleyballers, which is like a very peaceful
noise.
Did
you hear a basketball last night?
A basketball?
Some motherfucker in this apartment complex was bouncing a ball, whether it was a tennis ball.
But no one lives above us. We're on the top
below
floor.
Us. It was
How
a tennis
could you
ball
hear that?
Because I could hear like the right when it goes boop, 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 boop. So like they were playing fetch with their fucking dog.
At what time?
It was it was like midnight past that. And I was lying in there and I was just like, this is not happening. And all I could hear was all of the time. It was fucking annoying, I'll tell you that.
No, I am usually a very heavy sleeper. Like I slept through the Northridge earthquake back in the 90s. Like nothing wakes me up. Now having a baby, any little coo or sound, I'm like, what is it? What is it? Is she okay? Is she breathing? Like I wake up instantly. But if there's sound other than summer, I'm out. So I wouldn't hear a ball bouncing.
Exactly.
I wouldn't hear sirens.
If I'm asleep, I'm asleep. It's getting asleep.
Even when she cries right next to you. I'm still asleep.
I'm asleep. Like I said, if I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
I don't understand that.
Well, you don't need to. Just take care of the baby because I'm asleep.
But when I, you know, hit him and tag him in, he does wake up. But it takes some...
The solid velocity of
some
punches.
Force. I'm like, wake up. Yeah, definitely noisier here, but it's so nice to be so close. Like when we have to go to the valley to see our friends, 15 minutes. We go home to see my parents, 30 minutes. We got so used to doing a minimum 2-hour drive, like up to 3 times a week.
I was doing that now four times every morning going to training.
It's 13 minutes to get to Tom and Ariana's house. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Look at little feet, honey.
See, they're little now, but I feel like she has your feet and they might get bigger. It's my mom.
What's a big size for a woman?
Well, I mean, I have small feet. I'm a size 6. I could fit in a 5.5. A 6.5 is a little too big. I'm like a solid 6.
I think
6.
My sister's a 9.
That's kind of big.
Well, on what scale?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying,
on
like,
body
I
image
think
scale is big, huh?
No, I mean, like, Charlie, who's like my size, I mean, she's small. I think she's like a 9 or a 10. That's big.
On
it's
what?
Just
it's
a,
not.
It's a bigger size shoe than the average. Average, I think, is probably like a 7.5.
Well, what's the point of being fucking average? That's boring. Don't be average, honey. Be everything
else. I just don't know if her and I are going to be able to share shoes. We'll see. Because my mom's sister and I all have the exact same size foot. And summer, she might be a little bigger.
I wonder how petite she's going to be. Because if you didn't see, we've been hanging out with our new family friends. And
oh
we got
gosh.
To hang out with Cruz.
We had our first play date.
Check it out. We'll pop that right
here.
Here.
Yes. And oh my God, it was an actual play date.
They lied there awake, just making noises, touching each other.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty cute.
They did. They can be best friends.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
But it was like the first time when Summer met Ocean. I mean, Lala and I were just like holding them. And then you and Randall were holding them. And then Ocean got hungry and was fussy. And then Summer got hungry and was fussy. It was like they didn't interact, make eye contact, touch each other, like whatsoever. But Summer and Cruz, they were like interlocked arms. She was like holding onto his pocket. They were definitely interacting with each other. It was so adorable.
I think she's fun.
She's making a cute little face.
So the doc asked us, you're going to learn your baby's facial features. You're going to learn their like squirts
expressions.
And expressions. She sounds like a dolphin sometimes. When you put her on her back, she's fine, but she just...
She grunts a lot.
Yeah,
she doesn't like being swaddled and she doesn't like laying on her back, which for a mom is very frustrating because that is the safest sleep way for a baby to sleep.
So what we do is once she burps, right? She will feed her, burp her, she lies on her chest. Because if we put her straight down, she spits up.
She has to stay upright
for
like 20
minutes.
So
this is where the habit came into. So if you guys could help us with this, tell us, is this a bad habit for us to be doing? And if there's ways to beat it, okay? But what we do is once we feed her for at least 15 to 20 minutes, we're sitting upright or she's elevated, head above butt. And what we want and what we do, she falls asleep. But now here's the catch. Now when we put her on her back, she's still asleep, but it's not as deep and it's not as like quiet
she's grunty.
As her, how she prefers to lie on her face, head to the side on your chest. Are we in trouble or is this natural? Because I believe it's fine. We're not putting her to bed on her face. When she goes to bed, we put her face up. She grunts and moans, but she settles. When we're awake, she's on our chest in the mornings and she'll lie there, feed a bottle and take a nap on the chest. Not a problem. Are we in trouble? Are we doing okay here as parents? We also don't want to be shamed. Just give us like, you know, maybe not thumbs up or thumbs down, okay? Ring
well,
the
mean,
bell, like and subscribe and give us more advice.
That's for YouTube.
You're right, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, this is the podcast.
Please let us know, guys. We love your support on the Patreons. So
yeah, but I mean, we're doing the safest sleep measures for her. I mean, she still is in the bassinet and, you know, eventually she does fall asleep on her back, but she loves being on our chest. But I'm like, girl, you can't just like sleep in the bed and on our chest with us. So then I have to stay awake even longer until she falls asleep on my chest to get her back in the bassinet.
I think we just keep her
in
the bassinet.
She loves being snuggled.
She'll learn. She'll learn that sleep time is not snuggle time.
Yeah.
Okay? You and your mom can have that conversation too. Sleep time is not cuddle time. When she goes down, just put her down. We get stuff done.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of that, families, being with a baby, it brings a new dynamic to everything. It means planning, which is probably not new to everybody, but it's new to me.
Yeah.
Planning. And then it just kind of like, it's a different conversation to have with people. You can kind of like reflect. I think we're kind of like bonding and we're meeting new people. And we had such an amazing weekend.
Yeah, we made some new friends. Let's talk about that at our golf tournament on Monday. So every year I work a celebrity charity golf tournament. It's called Hodgkin's Haters. It's for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And they raise money for cancer. And it's such a great event. There's always great people that we meet. But this year was extra fun. It was at the Oaks at Valencia. It's usually at Sand Canyon up like Santa Clarita area. This one was in Valencia. And I asked my friend Jessica Hall, who you guys know has a podcast here as well called Flashbacks. She is like a sister to me. So I had asked her who Brock was going to be on the team with, and originally it was her husband, Kyle.
Yeah.
But then she was like, oh no, I had to switch him and put him on a different team, but don't you worry. Like, he's going to love these guys. So it was two actors and a Backstreet Boy. And I was like, Brock is going to have no idea who Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys is. So I run into you guys on like the first or second hole you're on. I'm the cart girl for this event every year. So I
was just playing with three random dudes that were pretty cool dudes. Yeah. Actually, when I first met everybody, I sat down. I met Thad first. Mm-hmm. Thad. Okay, I was like, that's an interesting name. I was like, is that like from Greek? He's like, it is, but it's just, we just went with Thad and Thaddeus or something like that.
Thaddeus.
And then I met him, and then I met this 6'4", good-looking dude who had a really good American voice.
Ryan.
And that was Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And then I met Party Shirt of the Century. And I was like, yeah, see? Mad, like, Party Shirt, like, my Tommy Bahama shirt. So, like, sick outfit, bro. It looks great.
Yeah.
Straight up in my head. Which but to be honest, like, it wouldn't have changed my approach to talk to people
anyway.
No,
not at all.
It was just even more.
You're not fazed by that.
It didn't bother me. And so, like, Sheena was like, oh, my, she comes around.
Yeah, so I run into them on, like, the first or second hole with cigars and tequila shots and all of the stuff in my cart.
I'm just like, hey, this is my girl, right?
And here, I was like, I can fangirl for a moment. Like, I don't care. They're playing together. And I was like, Kevin comes up, introduces himself. I'm like, okay, so funny story. We actually met a couple years ago backstage in Vegas. I said I went to y'all's show. I was doing a show next door at Paris. They were at Planet Hollywood. In between my sex tip shows, I went and saw a Backstreet Boys show. And I got to go backstage, meet all of them. I have a photo. His wife was there that night. And then she was also at the golf tournament. She's like, wait, I remember meeting you that night.
That's so funny.
So it was just so funny because Brock is standing there like, wait, who did you meet backstage? Like, what does he do? Like, was so confused. And I'm like, bro,
oh, my pop culture references are so bad. I don't get. But I enjoyed the time with these guys. They were absolutely great. And it goes in the vibe. Like, they're parents. They're like, yeah, their kids are in their 14s and 13s and all that. And so it was just a good, it was a different vibe than what we were used, that I'm used to in being in America. And
yeah,
it was a fun vibe. Definitely was down for it. We called ourselves the Birdie Boys because we were crushing on the first two holes. Guess what happens when you get confidence? Someone has to come in and just clip your wings. And we finished very badly. But during it, I think we had the funnest group. All their wives were there. Their partners were there too.
They were amazing. And we've all exchanged numbers. We're keeping in touch now. And it was just great to meet some other friends who, to meet some new friends who
are families. I think it was great to meet
families.
New people. Yeah. Great new, oh yeah, there's
parents,
that too.
You know?
I just think meeting new people in the caliber of parents and all that, and
yeah,
having those conversations, I'm like, oh, far are the days of like, oh, who's coming for that festival? You know what I mean?
Right. Although we did all talk about going to Life is Beautiful together. So there is still the festival talk for sure.
Which is cool.
Yes. Oh, Summer has, if you guys are watching.
If you guys are watching.
She's got a funny hair day today. But she's oh so cute. And her little sounds. I can't get enough. The little grunts, the little coos, they're the best. She smells so good. That was, oh my gosh, honey. So you didn't see it. That was one of the things. So at the end of the golf tournament, Kevin came over. I was like, you have to see my baby. And he was like, can I smell her? I was like, sure. Kevin from the Backstreet Boys is smelling my baby. And then he gave her a little kiss goodbye on her head. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
So, new friends. Amazing.
Good times, honey. I think we are very fortunate. We are very, very fortunate. And we need to remind ourselves when we get stressed out with our timelines.
I know.
That we can do this.
I just have a few jobs going on right now, and sometimes they take place at the same time on the same day, and it gets kind of frustrating because I want to always do my best. I don't ever want to deliver a half-ass vlog or Patreon or podcast. I want it to be good quality. You guys take the time to listen, to watch, or, you know, spend the money to be a part of our Patreon, and I appreciate that so much. So I just get frustrated with myself when I'm on a strict deadline and timeline, and I can't deliver 100%, but I hope that we're getting there.
Just and so everyone understands, today was it was tough because we have a timeline. We got to go. You're going to go film this afternoon, and Sheena is a perfectionist.
Well, okay? And right when we sit down to podcast, Summer decides I'm hungry. So then we're like, okay.
Well, this
pause.
Is our new CEO. You know, like
yes,
I worked so hard to become my own boss and CEO, but all of a sudden, a child comes along. She's
the boss.
So
she is the boss. And I know a lot of you also asked about marriage and more kids. And here's the thing. We are like, I mean, we definitely want to have more kids. But after me being hospitalized for so many days with HELLP syndrome, yeah, I am kind of afraid to get pregnant again. I mean, it wouldn't happen anytime soon. But I just don't know that I would want to put myself being high risk already and then high risk for preeclampsia and HELLP syndrome again. Just with having that HELLP syndrome, I mean, I'm okay now. My blood pressure has regulated. I'm off my medication, which feels great. I feel like I'm getting stronger each day. But I just don't know that I would want to put myself in a position having a baby now to have something really bad happen. And I don't want to think about that. But I mean, truth of the matter is, HELLP syndrome is a life-threatening liver disorder, and you just don't know how bad it could be. So thankfully, I froze my eggs, as you guys know, a couple times. I was going to say last year, but it was 2 years ago now. So I think before we consider getting pregnant again naturally, I would fertilize those eggs and see if any are good for, you know, a solid embryo.
Yeah.
And consider surrogacy. But then after watching Kardashians this week, like Kim was just like so chill with her surrogacies. But then I'm definitely more of a Khloe personality and more of like a control freak and just learning the ins and outs of surrogacy.
Why? What scared you about it?
Well, basically, I mean, it's, you know, there's this whole legal aspect to it. So you have to sign all the papers and all of that.
Yeah.
So basically, you want to find someone who believes in the same things you believe. And once it's written down and legally binding, it is what it is. But it was scary when Khloe was on the phone with the surrogacy therapist because he was saying, you know, what do you think about multiples? Like if the egg splits and, you know, it ends up being twins. And Khloe was like, oh my God, yeah. Like if that's God's plan, like I'm all about it. Like we would love to have twins.
It's not God's plan when you put it in somebody else.
But because it's the surrogate's body, it's her choice. And if she didn't plan on having twins and doesn't want to carry twins, she can terminate the pregnancy. So Khloe was like, but doesn't she have to go with my wishes? And he was like, it's your baby, but it's her body. And they have that decision that they can make because it's their body. So you would really have to find the right person and go through all of that, which...
Yeah, I don't think you just go for over his mouth. Yep, you'll do it.
No, I know. But I mean, and Khloe was saying, she's like, maybe I'm naive and just thinking that, you know, like our wishes have to be respected. And I think that I would be naive in the same because I never knew that they can just terminate the pregnancy if it's not going as planned. That's crazy. So there would be a lot that we need to consider before having another baby, but I would love to have another. I would love to give Summer another sibling and we'll see. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And as far as marriage goes, I mean, I think I feel like I answer this on every podcast and the questions just keep coming in.
Guys, it's coming.
We're already married. Just kidding.
We're not yet.
I'm just kidding. No,
it's been in a conversation that we've talked about, and I think we are going to be just fine, and you guys will enjoy the ride. If anything happens, you'll find out first on Patreon, okay?
Oh, is that?
I don't know. That might be on our announcement platform.
Oh,
they get
maybe.
The advance. There you guys go. But look, there's no pressure. I feel no pressure.
No.
Of from anyone asking me these questions. I really am in the best position of place I've been in my whole life. My family all agrees, and you bring the best out of me, honey. So when it comes time to proposing to you, it will come, and I'm happy. So
I'm happy too.
It will be coming, and I have no pressure
on
this question.
I'm in no rush. We're both divorced, so you know, been there, done that.
We'll just be engaged for as long as we want. Until
I would like a long engagement.
Perfect.
Yes, I would like.
We're
to
on the
be
same page, family guys.
Again one
so
day.
We're on the same page, fam. We're gonna get there together. You guys are on this journey with us, because fun fact, We don't keep anything closed.
I'm going to keep my legs closed for a while.
Well, yeah, we've been out of that one for 6 weeks, but it's okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, for watching, for joining our Patreon. It means so much to us. I got to get going. So we got to wrap this up. Summer is awake.
I've got a bottle for her tonight. I need to go change her nappy.
Yeah. Perfect. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.